Mexican Border State Chamber of Commerce, send UN peacekeepers. By Cartel Chronicles on August 29, 2019. Matamoros, Tamaulipas, the State Chamber of Commerce is calling for the United Nations to consider local peacekeeping operations due to the escalating cartel violence terrorizing the region. The call for help comes from Julio Cesar Almanza Armas, the president of the Tamaulipas Federation of Chambers of Commerce, FECANACO. He wants the Blue Helmets to establish a presence in the most violent states after Mexico's federal government began veering off track in providing security. We all have a relative or a friend who is missing, has been murdered or has become a victim of violence, Almanza said. Iraq is a paradise to what Tamaulipas can become if the Federation does not ask for help and retake control. Currently, FECANACO has more than 12,000 members in Tamaulipas, including some of the largest companies that rely on international commerce. According to Almanza, business owners express that highways are unsafe and make anyone a target at any given moment. The statements by Almanza come soon after the governor of Tamaulipas, Francisco Cabeza de Baca, called out Mexico's military and federal police for their inaction in fighting cartels in his state. Cabeza claimed the fighting was being done by his state police officers alone. He is now seeking a meeting with Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador, AMLO. Earlier this week, Breitbart Texas published a video taken from a dashboard camera in a tractor trailer that captured the moment when Gulf cartel gunmen hold up multiple commercial drivers in Reynosa. In recent weeks, the border city of Nuevo Laredo has become a war zone as gunmen from the Cartel del Noreste faction of Los Zetas use armored vehicles with mounted machine guns, grenade launchers, .50 caliber rifles, and RPGs to fight authorities and spread terror. Editor's note: Breitbart Texas traveled to the Mexican states of Tamaulipas, Coahuila, and Nuevo León to recruit citizen journalists willing to risk their lives and expose the cartel silencing their communities. The writers would face certain death at the hands of the various cartels that operate in those areas, including the Gulf Cartel and Los Zetas, if a pseudonym were not used. Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles are published in both English and in their original Spanish. This article was written by J.A. Espinoza from Tamaulipas.